Hey everyone, good morning. Welcome back to the Ignite podcast brought to you by Urban Ignite Marketing. We provide tailored marketing solutions to Baltimore and its surrounding areas. My name is Jordan and this is my co-host Steven.
Hey buddy.
Hey. And today we'll be talking about photos.
Yeah, we sure are. Now photos are an important part of your business, but the issue that we see very often is businesses using bad photos.
Yeah, just like all over the place.
It's everywhere. It really is, and it's really sad.
Yeah, but when we say bad photos, what do we mean by bad photos?
I mean looking at someone's professional website and you just automatically know that's a bad photo.
So then what makes a photo unprofessional?
The easy ones to spot are irrelevant stock photos. You know the ones. I don't even have to explain it. You know them when you see it. And the other ones are, you can tell when they're taken with a smartphone or someone just downloaded images from Google, but they're low quality, so they're very pixelated.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that really bothers me is when I go to a website or even Facebook where they make compression pretty easily for images, but they just upload one that's too low res. And at that point, Facebook can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
And they're kind of shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah. Yeah. Like when you see a presentation and because we do this, I'm sure you see it or like you notice it more, but you're like, no, they shouldn't have gotten that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. I know the next question that a lot of people are going to ask, especially small business owners, because I understand they're trying to save money.
Right.
You know, they're going to ask, are unprofessional photos really that bad? I know that you call them unprofessional photos, but right. Can't my business still do well by using them in comparison to no images at all?
That would be fine, except all of your potential clients know it too. Now, it may not be an active thought, but people have actual psychological responses to what they see. And your subconscious will tell you if you like an image or not. If they don't like it, they're going to write you off immediately as unprofessional and you just lost that potential business. Having good photos is really important to your online presence. And honestly, that's reason alone to hire a professional specifically to manage your content, whether you hire in-house or subcontractor, because they're going to pay attention to the tone of your voice, of your brand, and they can curate content that fits your branding.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. So why would you recommend to a small business owner to hire a professional photographer in comparison to like if they decide to just take them with their smartphone? Like if they're experienced, you know, or they feel comfortable with taking pictures with a phone,
yeah.
Why would you still recommend hiring a professional?
The biggest reason is quality. Because the difference between a smartphone and the camera I take with me on shoots for our clients is night and day. You just can't get professional grade portraits from a smartphone or just properly some of the technical aspects like aperture and ISO. It just can't be done.
Mm-hmm. I would also say too that just to kind of piggyback off what you're saying is experience at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you could take pictures with your phone. Not only is there like clearly a difference in the technology, even though smartphones have advanced,
sure,
it's still the experience, not only in taking the images and the equipment, but even like the post-production process,
yeah,
which is a night and day difference in comparison to, you know, using Instagram with the presets or, yeah, you know, a different photo editing app.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, you don't see professional photographers shooting on smartphones when they go to a gig,
yeah,
right?
There's a reason for it.
Yeah,
for that.
Exactly, exactly.
Then the next question, I guess, we're used to hearing that is worth kind of talking about is this a service that is actually worth investing in? Because, you know, I understand that for a lot of people, photos can be expensive, but for a small business owner or a growing business, is that a good investment for them?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, photos can be expensive, but that depends entirely on who you hire and what you're looking for. If you host events and want professional photos on a regular basis, that's way more likely to be expensive. Yes. If you're looking for general photos for your website, you can hire a professional photographer and get custom images for you. And even stock photos sometimes can be a viable, affordable option, even for a small business, you know, if you only want to get a handful of stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Compare that to the overall cost of not having high quality images.
And I think nowadays too, I mean, especially on your website, so many people are going to your website. It doesn't matter what type of business you are. And text is great. But as we have kind of seen it, you know, it's like text is good for SEO. It's good to tell your story. But images are that visual component that complement the text.
Right.
And it's really going to help people engage with your website more. And kind of like what you were saying, stock images are a good start. They can be if you find the right stock images.
Yeah.
But, you know, often that's not the case. But if you're really taking... If you're really investing in original photos, the benefit to investing in original photos is people are able to see the people on the website and say, oh, I know that person, or, oh, I've seen that person in this in the store before. And so it creates this like even higher level of quality to it if a professional is actually taking these images. And it just makes your brand look much more polished,
I think.
And I feel like, you know, obviously, you know, people might be thinking, yeah, these are two, you know, people that work at a marketing firm that are saying this, but I think anybody thinks that way when they visit a website. It's it's kind of like you said, subconsciously happening, where you see these really nice polished images and it's like, oh, okay, this brand or this company takes themselves seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an excellent point too. Yeah.
So there's a lot of buzz that's going on right now about social media influencers. For those of you who don't know, a social media influencer is typically somebody that has a large audience on a platform. It could be Facebook. It could be typically Instagram right now. It could be Twitter. And as a business, you usually hire this person, especially if they work, especially if they have an audience that is similar to your audience, your targeted demographic. And you can hire them to capture content for you.
Right.
So my question would be for our audience, what would be the benefit to hiring a professional photographer versus a social media influencer?
Well, an influencer, yeah, they come with their own space with an audience already in the community to get your content out there. But I think a catch that might hold you back from that is their audience has a greater potential to include people that you don't want to be targeting, that just aren't in the demographic you're looking for. But honestly, even bigger than that is the quality, because it's much more common for an influencer to also be shooting on a smartphone in their own environment, as opposed to a photographer with professional equipment that you work with directly and give direction to, and you have an understanding between the two of you of your vision that they can deliver, you know, with as many photos as you agree on. The biggest thing is a loss of quality, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say quality and variety. Not only are the images probably not going to be as on point with your brand, but you're going to have less variety. So you're not going to be able to use them in the same way that you could on your website or different platforms, I guess.
Right.
And one thing that I would just say is, yeah, I agree with you with the whole, I think for some businesses, a social media influencer could be beneficial. Mm-hmm. But if you are a small business and you have a limited budget to work with, Facebook ads and using those images that you've had a professional photographer capture might be a better option for that.
Yeah.
If you have a larger budget, social media influencer might be good. So let's say that somebody does go with a professional photographer.
Okay.
And they're trying to just kind of understand, how can they use these images to the best of their abilities? Because I think sometimes when we work with people, when they think of a professional photographer, they think, oh, I can use these images for this one thing. But what would you recommend to somebody that's looking to hire a professional photographer? In what ways could they use those images?
You can use these photos for anything you want. Absolutely anything. Now, it's important that your photographer understands what you're looking for. Yeah. So that you can work together to get the visual content you want. You also want to make sure you sign an agreement with them. You want that guarantee that they're going to show up, do the work, deliver the product, and this part is actually pretty crucial, that you have the rights to your own images. Each freelancer or photographer is different. So not everyone thinks that one, you need an agreement, you should just trust them blindly, or two, that you can do whatever you want with your own images, which I think is something that should be required. We tell all our clients that we own all the images, but they have the rights to use them any way they want. Once you have that, you can do whatever you want. Make one of them the banner on your homepage, share them on Facebook and Instagram, create an ad, use them as featured images for your blog, send them out in your email updates. They're your photos. Use them until you run out of ideas.
Yeah, and with that said, obviously, if you are using them for content creation, just be careful that you're not overusing like the same image or, you know, that you're balancing them out. But I think that's one thing that is really worth thinking about if you're hiring a professional is make sure, like you said, make sure that in the agreement that you can use them in different mediums. So then that way you're really getting the biggest bang for your buck and you're making it really worth your while. And it becomes a really solid investment that you're able to use those in different ways.
Yeah. And that's something, you know, if you're talking to a potential photographer and they don't, like I said, if they don't do agreements, walk away. Yeah. Or if they say like, no, I have to give you permission to use these photos, you know, just all different weird things like that, walk away, find somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think one thing that's worth talking about just a little bit, and not to get too off track, but sometimes if you are purchasing the rights to something, like let's say that it's a song that you're going to be using for a commercial or something like that, that's a little bit different because that is something that's already pre-recorded and you're getting it for significantly less money than if you were to hire somebody to go out and make that song for you from scratch.
Right.
It's understandable that if you are to show it to 100 people, the price should be different if you show it to 1 million people, right? Because you're technically just buying the rights to it. You're not actually paying for the process.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are paying for the process, for example, hiring a professional photographer, you should be able to use those images in any way that you want,
right?
Because you're paying for that whole start to finish process of getting those images.
Yeah, yeah.
We hear the term professional photographer thrown around a lot, but what should businesses specifically be looking for when it comes to a professional photographer?
Right. So it's kind of a little bit of a process. The first thing you want to do is understand your own brand.
Mm-hmm.
Understand what field you're in and what that marketing looks like. A good way of helping you do that and understand that is look at other companies in your field that have brands similar to yours, look at their images and get a feel for what those photos are like. And something that will help you out and the process when you have a photographer is make notes of what you like and don't like about their images.
Mm-hmm.
Really try to understand that. And then you can search for photographers online. There's a bunch of different websites to do that with. Search for photographers who are fluent in being the voice for different brands. Because you don't want a wedding photographer taking photos for your coffee shop or your record store. It's going to be a totally different style.
Mm-hmm.
And you want someone that is well-versed in that.
Not to say that wedding photographers can't do it.
Right.
But realistically, if a wedding photography is what they do, that's not the aesthetic you're looking for.
Yeah, exactly. And photographers are on every street corner basically at this point.
Yeah.
And they come in all price ranges and styles and quality. So you really have to spend some time shopping around to find that one that you think fits your brand. And like we mentioned earlier, there are a couple reasons that you can walk away from a photographer. You know, like with anything, keep in mind, you can walk away up until the point where you've signed your name.
Yeah.
You know, if something's not right, you can get out now.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, with that said, too, there's so many photographers out there. There's, you know, at least probably 10 on this block alone, I'm assuming, you know, or people that call themselves photographers.
Yeah.
So for a business owner, what would you recommend when it comes to, you know, if they were wanting to hire a student or a professional, or what does that look like?
That's a really good question. And I would not recommend hiring the student fresh out of school. I wouldn't. Because the reason to hire a professional photographer is the art and the craft of it. The professional has probably been doing this for several years and not only wants to get the best shot possible, but unlike the amateur photography, has the understanding of how to get the best shots. And that's something that only comes with time and experience. It's insurance, really. The person who has the experience understands also how to maneuver situations and problems that come up. And you work in business, you better believe that problems come up. You know, you've been there. It happens every time. Now, that's not to say you absolutely shouldn't ever do it. I think there can be a time and a place for hiring the amateur photographer. For instance, if you want to hire an amateur photographer to come to take photos of your store, or even let them do it for free, if they offer so they can get some experience, that's fine. But those are not the photos that go on your website homepage. But you can maybe feature them and give them a shout out on your Instagram or Facebook. You can even develop a kind of program with your brand as a way of reaching out to the local artists in your community.
Yeah.
So don't rely on those photos to represent your brand or your store. But it might be cool as a small business to feature local artists and help give them a leg up. I mean, I would have loved to have that opportunity when I was starting out.
Sweet. Well, thank you for giving your input today.
Sure. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. I think that about covers it for this podcast. Mm-hmm. Thanks to everybody for listening. If you have any questions, please feel free to follow us on Facebook or Instagram, or you can visit our website at urbanignite.com. See you next time.